That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Miss Emmeline's planned trip to Seattle was called off at the last minute, but not before she found out that Lum had deceived her about being able to secure a train reservation through a non-existent friendship with the president of a railroad. So incensed was the schoolmarm that she threatened to resign and leave Pine Ridge. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot-'em-Down store trying to figure out a way to get Lum back into the good graces of Miss Emily. Listen.
Well, why don't you call her up again, Lum? This a guy's your voice this time.
Now, it ain't no use, Abner. She won't talk to me no matter what voice I use.
She won't, huh?
Oh, quick as she finds out it's me, she hangs up.
Well?
She hates me, that's all they are to it. Just hates and despises me.
Well, you can't blame her for it, Lum.
Yes, sir, she just... What do you mean you can't blame her?
Well, Lum, me, here she was all set to go to Seattle's for her sister's wedding, thinking you was getting her a train reservation because you promised to do it. Then she finds out at the last minute you hadn't did it. Well, doggies, I'd be mad, too.
Yeah, but it turned out that she never had to go after all. The plans was all changed.
Yeah, but, Lum, you didn't know they was going to be changed.
Well, I might have, for all you know.
Oh, prattle, prattle.
Besides, the point's this. You'd think that after she found out she never had to go after all, she'd stop being mad at me for not getting the reservations. She's unreasonable, that's what she is.
Well, I'll admit she's a little stubborn-headed,
you know. Just be careful what you're saying about her. That's a woman I love.
Oh, excuse me.
She might be a little unreasonable, but she's still a wonderful woman.
Ah.
And to think that I've lost her now.
Well, she's here. You ain't lost. She's over at the schoolhouse.
Oh, I know where she's at, but I mean I've lost her love.
Oh.
The misery of a broke heart. I'll never get over it.
Well, I saw you with a broke heart before, Lum. You all appear to get over them.
Yeah, but this is the brokest it's ever been.
Yes, huh?
Smashed up into little bitty pieces, what it is.
Huh.
Why does anything like this happen to have to happen to a wonderful feller like me?
Well, I can tell you why. If you wouldn't have bragged on yourself and told Miss Emmeline that you was such good friends with the railroad president, this never would have happened.
I said we wasn't going to discuss that no more.
Just because Frank Foster told her he knowed a conductor on a train. Right away, you've got to pop right up and try to outdo him by saying that you know President Atchison of the Topeka Railroad.
Abner would forget that.
You know, Grandpappy Spears looked that up in the almanac, Lum, and we found out that Atchison ain't the name of the president. That's just a town.
Yeah, I know all that.
Well, why did you say he...
Abner, will you hash up?
No.
I've got enough trouble as it is. Here I am, losing the only woman I ever loved. She's going to resign from her job as schoolmarm, and she's aiming on standing up in front of the school board and telling them exactly why she's leaving.
Uh-oh.
I'll more than likely lose my job as school board president on top of everything else.
Well, I don't think she'll actually resign.
Oh, she'll do it. I know she will. She's a stubborn-headed woman, if I ever seen one.
Yeah, she's being a little unreasonable.
Abner, now, be careful how you talk about her.
Oh, excuse me.
There's a wonderful woman.
Oh, yes,
fine. Every way.
Yes, sir.
Except maybe when she gets mad.
If she gets mad, I'll say that.
Wish you could have saw that yesterday when I told her I couldn't get her no reservations after all.
Well, I don't blame her, Lum. She had her valise all packed, ready to go, lunchbox packed.
Well, yeah, I know, but that ain't no excuse for a woman to drop and spill her temper right on the street like she done.
No.
Stamped her feet.
Oh, my. I done what?
Stamped her foots.
Oh.
Both of them.
Well, I do know.
Excuse me of deliberate making her miss out on that trip, and I don't know what all.
I'd love to saw that.
Then she started crying.
Crying, huh?
Oh, yeah. Puddled up there.
They'll do it every time. That's a woman's thing.
There ain't nothing you can do when a woman starts crying except stand there and feel uncomfort and embarrassed.
Get out of the house as quick as you can. I've had that experience. Elizabeth does that, too.
Make it worse, Miss Saxon walked by while we standing, started staring at us.
What'd you do then?
Well, what could I do?
I don't know.
Tip my hat and said, how to do, Miss Saxon. Nice day.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, that was her right name.
Yeah. Well, that's what they call her. What did she say?
Nothing. Just kept staring and walked on by, sort of walking backwards, looking back.
Well, you know, that old busybody, Lum, she's more likely been going around town making up stories about you and Miss Emmeline having a big fight. She'll have it to where you hit her by this time.
Well, she couldn't be no madder at me if I had her.
Well, tried anything to get you out of it. No, you wouldn't want to hit her.
Tell you, Admiral, this is the worst one thing I ever been through.
Yeah.
I've just got to do something. Got to figure out how to get her to change her altitude towards me. I just can't go on this way.
You can't, huh?
Without her, life just ain't worth living.
Well.
Have you got any ideas what I can do?
Well, let's see now what I could maybe study up here, I'll think on it.
She won't talk to me, that's the same.
How about making her jealous?
Jealous?
Yeah, that's all that's good. Whenever anybody comes to me with trouble in the home, that's the first advice I generally give them. Make them jealous, I say.
I don't know. I believe my cases went too far. I don't think that'd help.
It won't hurt to try. Let her see you out with some other woman.
Some other one?
Yeah.
Who, for instance?
Well, let's see. Ought to be somebody here in town you could go out with. Let's see.
Wonder if that would work.
Widder Abernathy.
Oh, no.
Maud Toot.
Oh, for pity's sakes, Abner.
Aggie Biddle.
Now, that's enough. You can just stop right there.
Sister Simpson.
You can stop right where you're at, because that jealousy idea is just plumb out.
Oh.
Well, I'd be so out with one of them, I'd suicide myself.
Well, how would you? I don't get, wait a minute, maybe that's a idea.
What is?
Suicide yourself.
Huh?
Well, I don't mean I shall do it, just sort of get Miss Emmeline to thinking that that's what you're going to do, you know.
Okay, wait a minute. Maybe you have got an idea.
I believe that'll work.
I wonder if that would do some
well,
good.
Well, sure it would. Wouldn't hurt to try it. Wonder what'd be a good way for you to do that.
Yeah.
Rope's always nice.
No, I don't much care for that.
No, let's see.
Sort of lean towards the mill pond myself.
You've got to do more than just lean towards it, Lum. She'll never believe you're serious if you just lean. You got to jump right out into the middle of it.
Yeah, that's right, ain't it?
Yeah, I tell you what, you might get up on top of the store and dive off into a bucket of water.
No, I know the feller tried that once, and he never liked it.
You could go over and slap old big boy Bates. That's as near suicide as I know of.
I ain't going to have no... I don't really want to suicide myself. I just want her to think I'm going to.
Oh. Yeah, Dogan, I had a good idea, too, but it won't work. That's the way you feel about
set
it.
Set up on top of the schoolhouse.
Set up on... Well, I ain't gonna suicide
no,
you.
No, that's right.
Let some crow or eagle flies down on you and pops you on the head. Dogan, I could tie you to the railroad track, and I'm afraid that's serious, that stuff.
Well, I've got to do it pretty quick before she resigns and leaves town.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that mule pond idea, Lum. I don't believe she'd go that far out of town to see you do nothing. You better do something over there near the schoolhouse where she'll see it. You want
well,
her to look
that's
at
that's what
you.
I was just thinking.
Well, stepping on it ain't going to help none. You fell off, now you got something there. Turn a flip off of that.
No, that's what might happen. Let's figure out something closer to the ground.
Closer, huh?
Yeah,
little
I
bitty.
Don't want to do nothing too definite.
No.
Maybe just a bad accident be enough.
Bad accident?
Yeah.
Accident? I dog is waiting. What?
Well, for instance, she was on her way home from school this afternoon. She was to see me walk out into the road and get hit by a car. I bound you she'd speak to me then, wouldn't she?
Well, she could think of something to say. I reckon she would, yeah.
Well, don't worry. She could think of something. Oh, my darling Lum, are you killed? Can I help you? I'm so sorry.
The answer's yes, Lon. She's going to have an awful short conversation. I believe you overdid it on that accident.
Well, I don't aim to get hurt but just a little bit.
Get a car run over you and not hurt you just a little bit?
Well, I'll have whoever's driving the car go slow.
Oh.
I wonder who'd be good to get for that.
Oh, they see, might not anybody in town to go for that idea.
I don't trust Cedric. He always drives so dad blame fast.
Well, how about me?
Oh, no.
Now, Lum, I'd be proud to help you out. I'd just love to do it. I never have run over nobody in a car yet.
No, I'd rather not have you neither.
Well, I'll drive slow.
Yeah, but your steering's bad.
I don't care. I'll hit you,
don't worry. Crazy way you drive a car, you're liable to run into me.
Well, that's the idea, ain't it?
Well, yeah.
I'll run over you and then back over you again. I'll fix you.
Well, you ain't got a car, though.
Well, I might could borrow one. I know dog as anybody'd let me have a car for her. Wait a minute. There's a feller I can get right there. Cedric Weehunt coming up out there. He'll let me use his car. I know he will.
All right, but you got to promise to be awful careful, though.
I will. Don't worry. Howdy, Cedric. Come on in here. I want to ask you something, old feller.
Yes, Mom. I bet I know what the answer is, whatever it is. Just wait till I give this to Mr. Lum.
What is it, Cedric?
It's a note from Miss Emmeline.
Well, I know from.
This one.
Well.
Miss Emmeline. Granny's give it here, Cedric.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the deal's off, Abner.
Deal's off?
Yeah, she must have saw her mistake and wants to apologize. Bless her heart.
Don't that blame it all.
What was you want to ask me, Mr. Abner?
Nothing now, Cedric. Our whole plan's been ruined. Now it looks like Dad's blaming it
all. Oh, my goodness.
What's the matter?
It's her resignation.
Huh?
She's sure enough resigning. Oh, me.
Hey, you better go home. Get your car, Cedric. The deal's back on it.
Well, it looks as though Lum may have to resort to something more drastic than Cedric's car to get himself out of this mix-up. So join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.